Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's that guy? You said his name is Bryn?
No, his name is Bruntero.
That's not what you said when
that
I said, who
exactly
is that?
Exactly what
you
I said, right?
You
that's
didn't
exactly
say Bruntero, you said Bryn.
No, he's nodding his head saying that's what I said. I've known him for years. I know his name.
How have you? Is there a fly biting my leg? How do you know him? From where?
From covering high school sports over the last couple years.
Oh, and where is he from? Duquesne, you said?
Duquesne, yes.
I went to Duquesne Graduate School. That's the reason I came to Pittsburgh in November of 1989.
He's one of the Ben Tenuta disciples.
And he's here shadowing you.
Well, he's working here now.
Okay, why is he next to you?
He's in for 15 minutes to check out the board and check out the show.
To shadow you?
Yes,
why are you
his
disagreeing
orientation
with everything
schedule.
I say on and off the air today?
No.
It's unbelievable.
Yes.
We're ordering...
Do you like that one, Orson?
We're trying to order lunch, and I told you, just order a bunch of stuff from this one. It's a chicken place.
Yeah, a bunch
just
of stuff.
Just get a bunch of stuff.
They have a bunch of stuff.
No.
I want to make sure I get it
no,
right. I'm trying
like,
to think
you
about
want
your
fries?
Interest.
Do you want just fries? I said, no, tenders, sandwich, I don't care. And Abby out there wants food. I'll
yep.
treat. Just order a bunch of stuff, limits.
That's what I'm going to do here. But I wanted to try to make sure that you were happy with what you got.
I'm happy. It's a chicken place. There can only be so many things to order.
Oh, I found the tender basket.
Is Brentero hungry? Does he want
Did you
food?
Eat, Brentero?
Did I eat?
Yeah.
Yeah, he can definitely
no, he didn't
have
eat.
Food.
He'll be a part of our lunch.
Sure. We'll treat him as well. Seems like a nice man. Steeler Nation takes over every single opposing stadium. And it'll be no different. What's the name of this joint? Where do the Commanders
Is
play?
Is it still FedEx Field?
I don't know. It doesn't matter, but they have a plan for this week, at least to try to combat the Steelers. You know, sometimes you'll see, what do? They try to change an area or block an area code or something from tickets. That's not the case here. The team, according to our friend Benzie, I'm reading the Trib right now, is going to hand out burgundy-colored towels as they walk through the gates. The thought, Benzie says, since the Commanders' colors are burgundy and gold, that the imagery will all come together in their favor, regardless of who is waving whatever color in the seats, if the Steelers bring in terrible towels. Former Washington running back Brian Mitchell apparently came up with this idea. He said, the powers that be, I need you all to give burgundy towels to every fan, and now that they listened to him. Now they're doing it. It's going to be a burgundy and gold throughout all the stadium, and it's going to look good on TV. So let me ask you, Limits. Do they? Is this a good idea? Are they going to drown out the terrible towels? Are they going to make it seem and sound and look like the Steelers haven't actually taken over their stadium, their fans? And will Steeler fans still take over this stadium either way? I mean, it's only, what, a 4.5-hour drive?
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Donnie football's going.
All my sisters lived in D.C. I had one in Adams Morgan. I had one in Potomac, Maryland, which is basically D.C. I've got one near Ellicott City, which is kind of Baltimore, but still D.C. I've spent a lot of time in D.C. My stepson lived in Alexandria, right near the Capitals practice facility.
I was there in March.
I know D.C. like the back of my hand. I bet since I moved to Pittsburgh in November of 89, I've been to D.C. 100 times. No exaggeration.
Congratulations on all your traveling success.
So why am I asking you how long it takes to get there? I know perfectly well there's going to be tons of Steeler fans at this game. Tons.
Yeah, I would say probably 40% of the stadium is going to be Steeler fans. I don't think the towels are going to drown out the noise. I mean, how much sound does towels, waving towels
make? I forget
the
noise part. It's obviously a visual.
Right. I don't think they're going to be able to drown it out, no. I mean, maybe if they went with like red towels.
Is the theory sound that you're going to have burgundy plus gold, so it's all going to look like everybody's rooting for Washington?
I disagree. I don't think it will.
I don't think so either. I'm looking at their, what color is burgundy? That's red, isn't it? A reddish color?
It's like a darker red, yeah.
So it's going to be obvious how many terrible towels are there versus burgundy, because the terrible towels are yellow.
I certainly think so. I don't know what Washington's thinking.
Or gold, however you prefer, but yellow. What's the theory here? I don't understand. How will the imagery all come together in favor of Washington where it'll look like they're all... No, there's a direct contrast. If what I'm seeing on this video is correct, you'll be able to tell. Let's put it that way. Although I will say this, it's going to be a fun atmosphere. I think the NFL is a better place when Washington has a good team. They have a very rich tradition. They have a rabid fan base. They really do, for a place where you would think a lot of transient community there with a bunch of different, you have Baltimore, Virginia. I mean, Maryland, Virginia. And D.C. itself, but they have a loyal and pretty enthusiastic fan base from way back. Games at old RFK had a great atmosphere. I can still see those popping off the TV. Limits, if you don't order food soon, it's not going to get here before the end of the show.
That's what I'm planning on doing. I'm looking at the menu, but I have to call
and order
it.
Well, maybe make the guy next to you use Foley's Piers to just be watching.
Hand him
the menu
and
have him make the call.
For his orientation. I have the menu. I know what I'm getting.
All right.
I know what I'm getting. I'm going to place the call.
So I think one of the great spectacles in all of sports is Steeler Nation taking over stadiums. I mean, it's surreal. You don't see it a little bit maybe in football. Dallas will do that sometimes. We saw San Fran come here last year, but it wasn't like what Steeler fans do in other stadiums. When you have other teams in their home stadium going on silent counts, I just think it's one of the great spectacles in all of sports. Have you ever been part of it, Limits?
Not in Washington, no. I've been to sporting events in Washington just for ACC tournament.
Have you ever been part of Steeler Nation on the road?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what
I was at the game in L.A. for the Rams game we were talking about earlier.
That was a great one.
Incredible. T.J. Watt took an interception back.
What percent of the stadium was Steeler fans for that one?
Ooh, probably... over 50, that's for sure. Probably 60, 65.
We talked yesterday, I think, about when they played the Chargers in a soccer stadium because they hadn't yet fully, moved from San Diego to Vegas. And that place was all Steeler fans. The one I'll never forget is the Super Bowl in Detroit. Just blew my mind. I mean, that's the Super Bowl. It's supposed to be half and half. Yet somehow, when introductions began, and long before that it became obvious, it was a Steeler home game at the Silver Dome, or whatever they called that place at that time. And I remember talking to Dan Rooney before that game. I said to him, do you still get nervous for games like this big? And he said no. He said he wasn't nervous for the Super Bowl.
How are you not nervous for the Super Bowl?
But that was the image I remember from that. Talking to Dan, because our auxiliary seating was out in the crowd, so it was cool to be talking to him before this monumental game and being immersed in that kind of atmosphere. And man, when I used to go on the road with the Steelers, it truly is. It truly, if my career ended today, it'd be one of the things I would remember most as the coolest things that I ever observed in my career. I remember my wife and I were out in San Fran on one of those trips. Yeah, I'll take wings. I like a medium. 10.
Thank you.
10 wings. You can't replicate what they do in Buffalo. But
bone in?
Yeah. Then it's not a wing if it's not bone-in.
Just confirming.
Okay. And we were walking across the Golden Gate Bridge in the morning. This was way back. I think Kevin Barlow had a big game for the Niners that night. And incidentally, I met a man named Joe Starkey. You've heard of him, Limits? Limits! Have you heard of him? Oh, my God. Joe Starkey is the guy who made the famous call on the band is on the field. And he also called Niners games. So I went down the press box aisle, knocked on his door. He opened it. I said, Joe Starkey, pleased to meet you. It was quite a meeting of the minds there. He's a great guy. He was the Penguins announcer before Mike Lang, if you can believe it. He could have been the Mike Lang. He couldn't have been Mike Lang, but he would have been Joe Starkey. But he went back west, and Mike came east to do the Penguins in an ironic turn of events. And I don't remember. My wife and I crossing the Golden Gate Bridge, which is, you know, a little bit set outside the actual city. Like at 7 o'clock in the morning in the fog, and there's tons of Steeler fans doing the same thing. So that was my first real introduction. I mean, we're on the other side of the country at 7 in the morning, and the place is just absolutely crawling with black and gold. And it makes differences in games. And I love how Mike Tomlin acknowledges that all the time. Just goes out of his way to say that this was hugely important. So does TJ Watt. I love that. I really do believe it's one of the great phenomenons in American sports. And I hope it happens again this weekend. And I had another story that I just forgot about too. Oh yeah, it even happened with the Penguins when they won the Cup in Detroit. There were tons of people there from Pittsburgh. And that's another scene that if I left this business tomorrow, that I would remember forever, was the Penguins in Detroit on the ice. And, you know, at that point, all the Red Wings fans were gone. And it was a Pittsburgh celebration with hundreds, I would say, of Penguins fans, you know, right down against the glass at that point. The place was theirs, and the Penguins celebrating on the ice. And I was talking to Brooks Orpik's father about bars in Buffalo, because he's from Buffalo. Very surreal, the whole thing. Anywho.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
412-928-9370. 928-9370. On that phenomenon. Like, I'd love to talk about it. I think sometimes people believe that everybody's already traveling to these games. Like, they're, and a lot of them will be. Like I said, it's a 4-hour drive. But I also think it's transplanted Pittsburghers in these places filling those stadiums. In fact, I think that's the majority a lot of times. Don't you, Limits?
Yeah, most of the time, I mean, especially if you're, unless it's like a Green Bay or a team like San Francisco, like I can't imagine the Steelers ever taking over like San Francisco, unlike they took it over here.
What most do you mean they have taken over San Francisco? I just told the story while you were ordering food.
I was actually talking to our buddy PJ who came in here and started talking. It's been hectic
anywhere.
Back here.
They could play a game in Alaska. They could play a game on an iceberg.
Ireland, they will.
They could play a game in Swahili. Wait, is Swahili a language or a country? You don't know either.
No.
Which comforts me.
I don't.
They could play a game anywhere and Steeler fans would at least half fill the stadium. At least.
At least. Yeah, at least. And, I mean, most of the places that they go, they completely fill it up. Cleveland, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a 50-50 stadium on Thursday Night Football.
Hokie was pretty good on that, and he reminded me that the Steelers, and I think the Ravens too, that their records after they play each other is not up to par of what it would be on any other week.
No.
And unfortunately for them, they play in Cleveland. Well, maybe fortunately for them, they play in Cleveland 4 days after they play the Ravens after this game. But yeah, man, it's going to be great. As usual, and the fact that it's such a close drive has me really wondering what that atmosphere is going to be like. Put it this way. You can bet that Jaden Daniels, a rookie quarterback, is going to have to go to a silent count. That's the other point here, is that in football, in football, the crowd can make a bigger difference than in any other sport. Do you agree with that, Limits?
No, I think a crowd can make a much bigger impact in playoff baseball.
What?
Yes.
Playoff baseball?
Yeah,
how?
So, what, are you talking about college football? I think college football is significantly more important in terms of atmosphere than the pros is.
I think the pros, because you have a direct effect on the mechanics of the game. It's not just emotional. Jaden Daniels is going to have to go to a silent count in his home stadium. That makes things as a quarterback and as an offense infinitely more difficult, and you should never have to expect to do that on your home field. In fact, you should have a huge advantage on defense, getting off the snap, things like that, because of your home field.
I think road games for high-level college teams going into big atmospheres like Death Valley, going into Happy Valley, into Michigan is substantially more difficult.
That's football. I'm saying is it, oh my God.
But you're arguing that the pros is the most difficult.
No, pro, college, whatever.
Okay, so you're talking about football just in general. Okay, because
yes.
I separate the NFL and college football.
You can profoundly affect the actual mechanics of the game, that you can literally give it a tangible advantage to a team on the field. Hockey, you can't do that.
No.
Baseball, how do you do that in baseball?
I think baseball. The Cueto game?
Oh, my God.
I mean, come on.
The Cueto game.
I mean, I'm sure I know that's a one-in-one type of situation, one-of-one game. But
I'll give you the Cueto game, but that's not a normal occurrence.
I remember that game in Toronto when Jose Bautista hit the big home run after a couple errors. Houston committed one error and was completely just destroyed in that game. And I mean, think about that game. I think about a lot of other playoff games when Kansas City won the World Series.
Where did that kid go?
He had to move on to his next stop in orientation.
Man, that was fast.
Very quick, 15 minutes it was supposed to be.
Seemed like a nice kid, no?
Very nice guy, yeah.
Yeah, I think the home field advantage is, the noisy crowd advantage is huge for them. You don't think it helps? Think about T.J. Watt. That's why T.J. Watt, whenever he does an interview after one of these road wins, him and Tomlin both mention it unsolicited. Wow, Steeler Nation. You don't think that's a split-second advantage for him off the snap because of the silent count?
I'm not throwing cold water on it. I'm not trying to. It's impactful, but I think there's other areas or other instances where it is more impactful.
No, you've been very disagreeable all day. I could say that the sun is out now, which it is out there, and disagree. You would disagree, although you just agreed. What do we have next?
We can talk about how the national media is back and forth.
That's right. Yes.
With the trade deadline. And the Steelers, winners or losers at the deadline.
And then at 1 o'clock, we have a guy from Pro Football Focus, our friend Dalton, who's going to talk to us about Najee Harris, number one, because I have some questions about his rating. And then I like going up and down the roster with these guys. And got a little contentious with the guy last week, didn't it?
Yeah, with Max Chadwick.
Yeah, Chaddy. He didn't seem to like that. They have a crappy grade for Joey Porter, And I innocently said, why? Because it looks like he's playing pretty well to me. And he said, well, the overall grade isn't the most important thing. To which I said, then what is? Isn't that the whole basis of the site?
I don't understand why he said that. I still don't get it.
Because he's like you. I automatically make people contentious.
Because he's like me?
Yeah, in the respect that they want to disagree with me for some reason. I bring that out in people. They just don't want to agree.
I think we've agreed on a decent amount today.
I don't.
Maybe not as much as usual.
I disagree.
I disagree with your disagreeal.
I disagree with you disagreeing with my disagreeal. Where's Crowley when you need him, by the way? Is he still ripping me on the air this week?
Maybe. I don't think so. Maybe. I think he's been a little bit more friendly. He gave me a hug this morning.
I know. That was nice to see you guys bond like that.
Great embrace.
It's got to be hard on him to be a West Virginia fan, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. They constantly lose and now Pitt and Penn State are good.
Yeah. That's got to be especially difficult that Pitt is better than West Virginia in football, right? They've beaten them 2 years in a row. That's very hard on him.
Very hard.
All right. Coming up, let's talk about the national media reaction to the Steelers' deadline moves. And then we'll break down some numbers with our PFF expert. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You're welcome. I steered you right last night with the Warriors in Boston and Steph Curry. They've gone to a 12-man rotation featuring Buddy Hield, which is why my nickname for this is the Buddy System, which I think that everyone in Golden State or in San Francisco should adopt to describe this team. I think that's a great nickname.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.